Michigan State University President Luana Simon. President Simon, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, it's the first day of classes at MSU, and I got my apple here for the president and got my books ready. This is kind of a cool day, huh?
It's a neat day, but we've had a set of, I think, important activities for our freshmen and transfer students over the last 3 days to welcome them to the campus, last night being the SPARC participation event at Munn Field.
You know, it's always kind of, I don't know why this is, but it's kind of a sad feeling at the end of a school year because, I don't know, you're leaving your friends and all the teachers that you had, and now it's kind of like a rebirth because all this energy and enthusiasm and positive vibe is now coming back.
Well, it's true. The students are really excited. I talked to some students last night who I know spent a little bit of a homesick night, their first night in the residence hall as they said goodbye to their parents on Sunday. But they were getting into the idea of joining clubs and getting ready for class. They had been walking to campus to find their classrooms and were really a little bit more confident than they did on Sunday.
Well, we had the director of admissions on yesterday, and we were told that the largest freshman class in the history of MSU is coming in, and I received some emails. Michigan State's just trying to make more money because they have the opportunity, so they're letting more college students in, and I wanted you to address that.
Well, we had planned for 7,250 students, I think, as Jim told you yesterday. Everyone was saying that with the downturn of the economy continuing, people were calling into your program explaining that the price of education would drive people away, and the list sort of went on and on. As it turns out, everything just broke positive. We have our yield for Michigan freshmen is higher than it has been. Our yield for domestic U.S. out-of-state students is higher. Our yield for international students is higher. So people at the end of the day with multiple applications decided to come to Michigan State knowing about the cost of education.
All right, new school year. What's the biggest challenge for you going into 2012?
Well, we'll continue to work on this new norm of financing and to try to make sure that we produce the greatest value for the students who come here, as well as remaining connected to the state of Michigan and trying to work on its economic revival.
And you've got some challenges. I noticed that you're working on infrastructure. You have challenges with your boilers. Those kind of things have to be brought up to code. So much like us here at home, you got unknown bills that come in, and you got to take care of them.
Well, and if you look at the campus, we have an older house. I mean, if you think about families and most of the buildings on campus, so the new ones get attention, but most of the buildings on campus were part of our growth period of the 1960s and before. And you have a 50-year-old house. It requires some work, even if you've taken good care of it. And those are obligations that, because the state has not been funding deferred maintenance for buildings that were public buildings built by the state, that's been a responsibility the university has had to undertake, as well as the undertaking the renovation of all of the residence halls, since they're more of a separate business operation. So those kinds of issues are very, very similar to a family. We have the same uncertainty of an investment portfolio that individuals have, because that's an important part of our capacity to do varieties of work and to make sure that we're returning a good value for the people who've given us endowment money. And then we have this sort of how we build greater and greater value for our students, because I think students and their families look at value, not necessarily the sticker price of education, and how that degree will position them for their first job and for the many jobs they'll have throughout their career.
Well, President Simon, I know it's a busy day for you. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Well, appreciate it very much, and we appreciate your support as well. And we look forward to another exciting event on Friday with the opening of the football season.
All right, go Spartans.
Right, thank you.